My heroes wear uniforms. They're police officers who go out there and serve their cities day after day. So to be back into the realm that I enjoy so much, I just wanted to soak it in. You know, it's kind of interesting. 7 years ago, I was at a meeting in New Orleans. And it was a week before they had a hurricane that came in. And the reason that I mentioned that is that my daughter now is stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi. So as this is a special moment for me today, I'm a little distracted by my daughter as she serves as a storm or hurricane comes in to impact her. To me, this is coming back home. Coming back home to the place where I was born. I was born 45 minutes away from here. I'm a hometown boy from Washington, D.C. 99% of my family lives here. Last night I had dinner with my sister and my three nieces who came up from Virginia where they live. And so this is coming back home to where my aunts, my uncles, my cousins have lived and where I have spent many of my summers as I grew up, Washington, D.C. and Baltimore area. I'd like to thank the mayor. I thank her. I am humbled by the opportunity that she has given me. I treasure the opportunity. And I have to say, if you don't know, being in a testing environment, the mayor is a very tough questioner. You know, I would normally use a little humor and say different things, and I would get a chuckle out of people, and the mayor went like this. And I said, it was pretty obvious that it's pretty obvious that the mayor is no nonsense. She asked me a lot of tough questions. She was very focused. She's very aware of what she wanted. And a lot of the things that she asked me were a lot of the things that bring my strengths to the table, the things that I've done in Long Beach, the things that I've done in Oakland, and now that I bring those strengths to the city of Baltimore. So I'd like to thank her. Her priorities were very clear. She said that she wanted to continue to focus on violent crime. No ands, no ifs, no buts about that. She wants to make sure that we're addressing the guns, the repeat offenders, doing it through smart technology, working closer with the community, and as a professional and constitutional police department. And those are things that I wholeheartedly agree with. And I have to say, what a beautiful city Baltimore is. And maybe you take it for granted. Maybe you haven't had the chance to soak it all in. But as I went through the testing process, I had a chance to drive throughout the city as a whole. And I stopped many residents. I talked to many residents. I went into the police stations. I talked to a lot of police officers out there who had no idea who I was. And I asked them, what do you think about the mayor? What do you think about the government here? What do you think about the city? And I got honest responses for them. And what I was very pleased to see is how proud your police officers are of this city, how proud they are of the police department. They had little small issues, but for the most part, they were very proud to be a part of the tapestry and the legacy and the tradition of the Baltimore Police Department in the city of Baltimore. I applaud Commissioner Bielefeld, Appalachian Trail. I understand that's where he is right now. I understand. Because trust me, after I left my last job, I was on my Harley up our Appalachian Trail. It's called Pacific Coast Highway. So I understand what he's doing and why he's doing it. So I wish him the best. I look forward to when he returns, sitting down with him, talking with him, learning from him. It's pretty obvious he and his very sharp command staff have done a wonderful job. I like to applaud them. I am very impressed with the job that they've done. I'm very impressed with Commissioner Barksdale, who has stood in the vacuum and has stood tall and has done a good job in his position. I look forward to working with him and learning from him and partnering with him along with the rest of the command staff. As a commissioner, I have the responsibility for every life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days. That is my responsibility. It's not the mayor's, it's not anyone else's, it falls on my shoulder and I accept that responsibility. Every life in the city means something special to me. The only reason, from my perspective, that government exists, and you can put police departments in there, is to serve the community in the way that the community sees. We are here to serve our community. I expect to have a well-disciplined, focused police department, a police organization that remembers that we serve our community, and clear that we are here to make their lives better. They are not the enemy. They are the people who we serve, and we will get in closer to those communities. I will get out of that office. I will ride with the police officers. I will go to every corner in the city and to shake hands and to listen. And more importantly, to listen and to pay attention. I'm excited about the opportunity to partner with President Cherry of the FOP. He and I have been in contact last night and this morning. I think we're going to have an excellent relationship as we move forward. I'm excited about the meeting with the president of the council and the council members and to serve them, and I'm here to serve them. And a message to other parts of the community, that 10% that impact our wonderful city of Baltimore. To those who would hurt, who would beat, who will rob and cause pain to the weak, we're coming. We're not going to slow down. We're not going to back off. We are going to continue to make this city a safer city, the city of Baltimore. Mayor, I stand tall, and I'm ready to serve. Thank you very much.